Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome to the Well One Connection podcast, Dr. Ormsmith. We are so happy to have you here. You have just joined us here at HRMC. So if you would, just please tell us who you are and a little bit about yourself.
My name is Dr. Jessica Ormsmith. I have now been here in South Dakota going on my third year. Came here from Richmond, Virginia. I went to medical school there, the Medical College of Virginia, and then did my residency at Chesterfield Family Practice. And that's a suburb of Richmond, the city there. I've been practicing family medicine now for over 20 years and enjoy the variety, being able to see children to grandma and grandpas.
Will you tell us a little bit about where you are located in South Dakota, your family, and what brought you to South Dakota?
So we are in Wessington Springs, and we came here with my husband's job, who is the superintendent of schools there in Wessington Springs.
Previous 17 years in family medicine, what were you doing? What was your practice like?
Sure. So right out of residency, I started in kind of your typical outpatient practice, working, you know, Monday through Friday, seeing all the usual family medicine age groups and disease processes. And then after that, probably for about 5 years in that particular situation, then I did do some urgent care, occupational medicine, actually on site, where I did urgent care family practice and occupational medicine in kind of a highly secured facility. And from there, I went and did post-acute care, where I was taking care of patients in skilled nursing facilities, after surgeries, and doing medical directorship of those facilities. And right before moving here, the 5 years prior to, I was doing post-acute care, but in a large academic center in Charlottesville at the University of Virginia, working with their PM&R residency. I was doing their medicine service. Again, it's still that kind of a post-acute care, but in an inpatient setting. And those patients were kind of the sickest of the sick, where they'd had LVADs or transplants, and was really rewarding and challenging work. Kind of worn all the hats you can in family medicine.
Yes, it sounds like it. So of all those hats, you're now joining us to practice here at our HRMC Physicians Clinic in the clinic setting, which you have been doing for a few years here in South Dakota. And then you'll also be seeing patients in the hospital on an on-call type of basis.
Like I said, family medicine just gives you the opportunity to do so many different things. And this is one that I haven't had my hand on in quite a while, and it'll be fun. I've got two girls, and so I always say you do your peds rotation again when you have children as a doctor. And I love babies, and so it'll be fun to get back into doing some of that. And while I continue to do all the outpatient part of family medicine and still doing some post-acute care, seeing patients in the nursing home.
Yeah, it's really going to be that full scope.
Sure.
So what made you decide, first of all, to go into medicine, and then beyond that, family medicine?
Sure. So I decided to become a physician at the tender age of 12. And there's nobody in my family who's a doctor. And I tell people I felt called to it, that medicine is my ministry to people. And I see, and this probably gets a little bit off topic to this particular question, but it is about taking care of the patient as a whole person and body, mind, and soul. And it was truly a calling. And I initially thought I was going to go into pediatrics, but then I shadowed a family practice physician in my high school years and did some volunteer work at the hospital and decided, oh, I really like the variety that she gets to see. And I fell in love with family medicine. And so that's how I ended up deciding to go that route for my specialty.
Wow. So all the way through med school, you knew. Isn't real common. I think a lot of people get to med school and they're not sure where they're going to go from there, right?
So, definitely.
So what, if you don't mind me asking, when you were 12, was there something in your life? Did you have a physician in your life? Maybe somebody you saw as a patient. What was it?
Yeah, so I definitely remember that whenever we went to a physician or had to go see the doctor myself, that I was fascinated by the office and all of the equipment and what the doctor was doing. And I don't remember ever being like afraid to go to the doctor's office or being worried about it. And there wasn't anybody in particular during that time. I was just fascinated by the office. Like I said, when I got to kind of that age group, you take all these kind of aptitude tests and whatever. And I think I tested out that I was either going to be a farmer, a bioengineer, or interior decorator. And so I don't know if doctor actually pulls all those together or not, but after taking those tests, then I started thinking about, well, what do I want to do, and praying about it. And that's when I started, you know, my parents said, hey, why don't you go and shadow some people and kind of see what it's like, and fell in love with it. So
that's very cool. So when you mentioned caring for your patient as a whole patient, do you have kind of a philosophy on how you like to develop a relationship with each patient like that? And how do you care for them as a whole person?
I think in order to care for people as a whole person, you do have to develop that relationship. But that's key. In order to have good open communication, I think it's good to establish at the beginning of the relationship kind of what the goals are, what your goals are, what the patient's goals are, and talk about that so that you have a really healthy patient-doctor relationship that's going to work as a team. And that is really kind of the other way I think about it, is that we have to work together as a team, both the doctor, the nurse, your front-end staff, and that patient, because we can tell you and educate you all the day long, but if we haven't met your need and listened to what your goals are, then whether you go home, are you going to really be bought in and invested in kind of taking care of yourself and working that plan at home so that we can reach those goals? And I think the other philosophy that I have is that, you know, we have such a sick care model in the United States. And I would really like, and I try on a patient-to-patient basis, to promote and champion well care and what that means to try to take care of ourselves and do preventative care and looking at other avenues for care, that it's not just a pill. Like, there's other things that we need to be doing, taking care of ourselves as a whole, body, mind, and spirit.
So when you meet a patient who maybe has an ailment, whatever it might be, you obviously have to assess that and determine what the best course of action is. Do you talk to each of your patients about, is it nutrition? Is it finding a spiritual connection? Is it getting out and talking to people? Maybe the four or five main things, or maybe it's three that you really focus on with the patient.
I don't know if we can boil it down three, but I would definitely say that we want to know what your diet looks like, what your sleep looks like, what are your supports, what are your stressors, and how that's affecting the patient's health, and what things are in our control to make changes, so we can focus our energy there. The other thing is looking at, are there deficiencies, like dietary deficiencies, that we need to look at supplements? Are we dealing with a toxicity issue where our, the gut health is way out of whack and we need to be working there with probiotics or prebiotics? Is there toxicity issues like heavy metals or other things that we need to address that are affecting sleep and overall health and even how your medications are working? So it probably gets to any ailment or any issue, those things are going to affect it, right? What your sleep is, what your diet is, and what your stress and support.
Have to have a partnership, right, with your physician, your practitioner, because that's not an overnight fix. That's not a, I come to see Dr. Ormsmith once and we fix whatever's wrong and I go. It's going to take some work, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you work with patients to help them kind of take that into their own control? What's your practice model there, your theory? Is it first developing that trust? How do you get a patient to kind of start marching down that path of helping themselves?
So I think it does. It comes down to relationship. So if we're communicating and you know that I care and you see that I'm giving 110% in that room to listen to you, not try to understand what's going on with you, and I'm not just, it's a script and out the door, I'm really sowing and investing in you that time and energy to come up with a plan, a complete plan, that I hope that that's going to help motivate the patient to invest in themselves and to work that plan when they get home. I think the other piece of it is that there are sometimes things when we can just fix them and hallelujah, let's do that, right? And they see that I'm kind of open to what Western medicine does really well, let's utilize that. where we're not doing so great, let's look at other opportunities for making things better. And then patient education, I think, is huge. Arming the patient with the knowledge to make better decisions. So again, they feel empowered to go and do that and know that on the other side of that, when they come back, that we're going to continue to be on their team, cheerleading them, coaching.
So if I am a patient that has not, maybe I haven't sought primary care or have a primary care physician, what's that first visit look like?
As a new patient, of course, there is all the paper to tell us about yourself and to share where you've been, what care you have or haven't received, what you're looking to try to accomplish coming to see the doctor. And then we're obviously going to take the usual history information, asking important family history so that we know what you may or may not be at risk for. So as we develop a plan together, we are informed as to your individualized needs and risks. So, and also what you're doing well. And so we can encourage that and build on it. So along with that routine kind of history and physical that we would do, we then would talk to you about preventative care that's appropriate for like your age group, make sure that things that could be easily found and dealt with today don't become huge problems down the road for you. And then I'm just going to talk to you and get to know you, you know, and what do you do? You have family and what does that look like? And again, that kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier and is getting to know what you feel like are your stressors and where you have support. And what you need help with. So it's also an opportunity for you to ask questions and get to know me as a provider, because it's really important that we both kind of come away from that feeling good about the start of a new relationship that is very intimate and requires, you know, a vulnerability for the patients. And we want to be sensitive to that. And as that relationship grows and develops, then it can be really wonderful. And that's why I do medicine, is the getting to know those people and having relationships with them and seeing them become healthier. And that has a ripple effect in their family.
What can I expect of you as a physician in your practice style?
You can expect to be treated like family. When I go into a room and meet a new patient or see patients that I already know, I want to be able to walk out of that room knowing that I gave 110%, that I spent every moment that I was with them, doing the best job that I could to help them, to care for them, and to see them healthier on the other end. And truly, I think of my patients as kind of extended family. I want them to feel that care and also know that I've done everything that I can for them. And also that I'm going to be as honest and direct with them so that we can get to the business that needs to be accomplished that day. And they're going to come back and they're going to know, Dr. Ormsmith is going to ask me, did I take this medicine and did I start exercising? Because she's going to hold me accountable because she cares.
Dr. Ormsmith, it has been lovely to chat with you today. I'm excited for our community and our patients to get to know you as well. You are accepting new patients.
I am.
Of all ages.
All ages.
So you are here at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. If someone wanted to make an appointment with you, they could certainly go visit online at hrmcphysiciansclinic.org and request an appointment with you, or they could call the clinic here to find available times with you at 605-353-7660. And we are so looking forward to seeing you here in the hospital and the clinic.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for listening to The Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.